right out of Leavenworth. Melissa Etheridge.
She has a sign.
She does have a sign in Leavenworth, Sam. Thank you for reminding me.
And water is good for many ailments.
That is correct.
Cramping in the middle of the night, maybe early morning, like, I don't know, 3 a.m.? Would you say it was 3:15?
By the way, do you know how many times I've seen her sip out of that cup?
Once.
Yep. Zero.
Once. Oh. You're not staying hydrated.
Yes, by the way, am.
Before the show, Scott, you mentioned that when she comes back anywhere near Kansas City, we have to go see her.
We're going, yeah.
She did just announce a new tour.
Oh.
Is she coming here?
When?
The closest venue is West Virginia.
What?
Yeah.
West Virginia?
How far would you be willing to travel get some 80s nostalgia
Further than
in your
I would
life?
Go to see a Kmart. Cannot believe people are traveling 1,300 miles to go see the last Kmart.
They don't have a life.
It's probably true.
Do you think over the loudspeaker it says, attention, Kmart shopper?
No,
we're closing.
Seriously.
Please leave.
If you're driving from Michigan to Long Island, New York, to go to a Kmart, you have no life. That is a fact.
I think there are people out there that are hobbyists and interested in the history of all this stuff and roadside Americana.
Yes.
And our shopping practices of the past 100 years that would be interested in going to something like this.
That is false.
I don't know. And the other thing is, if you missed the story in the last hour, these are sisters that grew up together in the 80s shopping at Kmart and... So I do understand the nostalgia there. If you're going with your sister and this was your thing growing up.
Attention, Kmart.
That was your thing, going to Kmart?
Well, I mean, not everyone grew up in a bustling metropolis, Scott. They probably grew up in a smaller town, and that was, you know.
Hey, we had a Kmart in... Leavenworth back in the day. It's now a Home Depot. But I couldn't care less about Kmart. I mean, like, let's say Target was... I probably shopped at Target more times than I ever shopped at Kmart.
Oh, sure.
Let's say Target started going out of business. And
well,
the last
would be frozen over.
Well, that's right. And the last one, the last Target around was the Target over here in Mission right next to the radio station. If it was closing on Sunday, I'm still not going,
it's
even though it's across
era.
The parking lot.
It is a different
it's a
era,
different
but
era.
Be careful what you say, Sam. He just said, and I quote, hell would freeze over before the Targets would close. Okay. What do you think they said about Kmart in the 80s?
And Sears.
And Sears.
What do you
and
think they
Sears.
Said about Walgreens today?
And JCPenney's. I mean, I think we are entering an era. I don't think the Targets are all going to close. I'm not saying that. But, you know.
Blockbuster.
From the 1980s to the 2000s, or I would even say the 1990s, Kmart went from on every corner, sold everything to everybody, to completely irrelevant.
That's a fact.
And Rain Man may have had something to do with that. But you know, secret, Raymond, Kmart sucks. It's one of the funniest lines in Rain Man. You remember he would only buy his boxer shorts at Kmart?
Are you blaming the movie Rain Man from 1989?
It didn't help.
For the downfall of Kmart?
I'm going to look it up. It didn't help.
From the text line, come on, Scott. It's like dressing up like a Kiss character and playing on a stage. It's for nostalgia.
Even back in the day, 80s and 90s, Kmart had a stigma.
If you Google what caused the downfall of Kmart, you will get results, and that movie is listed. Yes.
The line Kmart sucks from
Yes.
Rain Man.
That's some incredible power
Kmart,
for
listen
that
to
one
this.
Line.
Kmart sales were notably impacted from that catchphrase.
Kmart sucks.
The image was widely lampooned, reaching its nadir in the movie Rain Man, where Tom Cruise famously sneered, Kmart sucks. Quote, Kmart had a big image problem. That might not be too serious in another industry, but it is death in retail firm. When Tom Cruise's character in Rain Man brashly stated, Kmart sucks, it was a seminal moment for that company, the beginning of the end. Boom.
Wow.
And what really killed Kmart was... Walmart and Target.
Was Target even around in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Not as ubiquitous as it became, but yeah.
I don't remember Target back in the 80s.
It was exciting when a new one was being
built. Venture?
In my town.
Venture. Oh, I loved me some Venture.
Well, the Walmart in Roland Park used to be a Venture store.
Also, JCPenney's and Kohl's are still massive companies. They just don't really do well in the big box store. They're more online.
I cannot remember the last time I saw JCPenney's.
I think it's more online.
Yeah, that's what Sam was just saying.
I mean, remember those catalogs? Oh, my God.
Oh, those catalogs were awesome.
Do you know how much money they must have spent printing and mailing? Those catalogs were larger than a phone book.
Yes, they were.
And my favorite thing in the world, along with yours, I'm sure, was to go through and circle the toys.
The toys that you wanted for Christmas.
By page. Yep.
I love those catalogs.
They would send those catalogs out right before Christmas.
But also remember, this was pre-internet.
Oh, sure.
Pre-everything internet.
You would circle what you wanted.
It was the only thing available.
Oh, my gosh.
I did the same
catalogs.
Thing in the early thousands.
Did you really?
Thousands.
With a
JCPenney catalog. It's exactly how I picked out my Christmas gifts.
Oh, sweet Sam.